So I'm going to do a message called Live with Purpose. I'm going to begin with 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So for those listening, we have made our way through a maze of emotion and grief as a result of unexpected and sudden passing of Cherry, a beloved member of our family church. We miss her. And I'm not just preaching to you. I'm telling you, I had at least four other people write to me in the last couple of days that they had lost loved ones. And so I think that this is an appropriate message for all of us. And I think because we are so bound up in our experiences in this life, on this earth, it's sometimes hard to see how temporary our life on earth really is. Times like these magnify that reality that our lives as we know them will end. And in that vein, we must always hold our earthly lives loosely, knowing that we are living a temporary existence. So it's important that we live life with purpose so that our lives are not wasted. So often when someone passes away, our first thoughts are of regret that we don't love them as much as we should. We didn't take time to express that love, or we didn't take time to be considerate, or whatever. Fill in the blanks. We always have regrets. So I think this is a great opportunity to make some adjustments right now so that we have no regrets then. Amen. I'm going to read some quotes today. The first one I want to read was from Sidney Harris, and he said, "Regret for the things we did can be tempered by time." Let me start again. "Regret for the things we did can be tempered by time. It is regret for the things we did not do that is inconsolable." But we have to let it go. I've already regretted not being a better daughter. But I also want to avoid regret of not being a better wife, a better mother, a better sister, a better friend. I do not want to have regrets of not being a better child of God. And so I'm setting myself, I'm resetting, I'm beginning again with some new mindsets because of what's happened this past week. Another quote, famous quote, "Plan as if you'll live forever, live as if you'll die today." And this one was from Hazel Lee. "I held a moment in my hand, brilliant as a star, fragile as a flower, a tiny sliver of 1 hour. I dropped it carelessly. Ah, I didn't know I held opportunity." Isn't that good? So the moments of our lives, this moment in our lives, is an opportunity. What is the opportunity for? To create intention in our lives, to create or find compelling purpose in our lives so that our lives are more meaningful. Amen? So before we create intention and purpose, we need to let go of victimization, anger, grudges, pride, prejudice, and we have to do the internal work that's necessary to keep us from living in freedom and purpose. There's got to be internal work. Anytime we go through a thing, those weaknesses, those chinks in our armor come to the surface, and all of a sudden we're looking at ourselves and the things in us that aren't right. Amen? And I know we've been doing that. I really do. Here's another quote from David Wood. "Holding on to a grudge is like swallowing poison and expecting the other person to die." Isn't that good? So any grudges, any unforgiveness against yourself or other people, you've got to let it go. We must let it go. We have to forgive and release every person who's ever done anything against us. And we need to do that as often as we need to. As often as we need to. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Ephesians 4:26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. And Leviticus 19:18 says, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So we need to learn these things before we can move on in God's divine purpose. And he still has purpose for every one of us. Maybe the greatest purpose is ahead of us. Our life's greatest purpose could be right ahead of us. For us who seek God, knowing and loving him is our intention as well as our compelling purpose. So what is our intention? What is our purpose? Knowing and loving God. That's it. Matthew 22, beginning in verse 37. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. God has given us the Holy Spirit to empower us, to do what's right, and to do what's good. If we have the Holy Spirit, we'll do what's right, we'll do what's good. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, we're going to get off in the weeds. And this is no time for us to get off in the weeds. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. We've been given life in the Spirit. He is empowering us to go through everything that we need to go through, to deal with every situation and circumstance that comes our way. He's helping us. The Holy Spirit is who we need right now and every day, every minute of every day. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're not going to get the Holy Spirit when we hold grudges, when we're angry, when we've got nonsense going on in our lives, but we can repent. That word repent means just turn from, admit it, and quit it. Amen? We need the Holy Spirit. And Romans chapter 5, verse 5, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who's given to us. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts who has been given to us. Amen? By the Spirit who has been given to us. And 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own? We are the temple. We're where the Holy Spirit lives. So our intention and purpose in this life is to be connected to God through the blood of Christ by the Spirit. Be connected to God through the blood of Christ by the Spirit. That's our intention and purpose. And every day of our lives must reflect that intention and purpose. That's the only thing we have to remember to do. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over, to be in us, to do his work in us. And I was thinking that it is eternal purpose that transcends temporary existence. You know, what we had for breakfast this morning doesn't make one bit of difference. What our purpose is in fulfilling God's plan for us is everything. So God's purpose transcends temporary existence on this earth, and it goes beyond time and space. It's forever. It's forever. Every day not spent in communion with God is a wasted day. That's a quote from me, by the way. Amen. Only through the Spirit of the Lord can we accurately express the heart of God in all the things that we do and all the things that we are. So the best way, to honor the memory of a loved one is to live in the presence of God, knowing that our time is coming sooner or later. Our days are definitely numbered. We're going through this life. We're not camped out in this life forever. We're going through it. And we need to know that. If we live in his presence here and now, it will be a smooth transition. So it behooves us to do that. And then I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm beginning in verse 35. We'll read through verse 44. Someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that the body shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. There is one flesh of men, another of animals, another of fish, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it's raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it's raised in power. It's sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. That's awesome. Consider the ease with which we can make the transition from natural to spiritual if we already live here in this body in the spirit. When we have a spirit life already going, when we're already in the spirit day after day after day, then it's going to be a simple transition. If we don't, then it's going to be a little more difficult. But we're already living in the spirit if we know God, if we seek him. So here we are again with Galatians 5:25. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. And he's talking here and now. Amen. When we live in the spirit, he can express his gifts and fruit through us. Reading from Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 22. Through 24, but the fruit of the Spirit, that is, if we have the Spirit, we're going to have the fruit. It is his fruit in us. Amen? Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So death of the body is not the end. It is the beginning of the rest of forever. It is a continuation. So this is a great time to consider what we want to do with the rest of our lives on earth, to make the necessary changes now. What has God actually shown you in this week of the things that you'd like to change about yourself or get ready for eternity? We're already in eternity, but we're going to make a transition at some point, and we're all going to do it. It's going to happen to every one of us. Okay, I'm going to finish with, let's see, the last few days, there's just been a vacancy in my heart. Really hard to describe, but it just feels like a vacancy. And I kept thinking, what is this? Why am I not right? I kept trying to get right again. I need to be right again. And I would go through all the things that I do to help myself stay in order, in divine order, in God's order, going through all the things. What have I done? Am I okay with God? Am I okay with myself? Am I okay with Bill, with all of you? I mean, all of that stuff. And I didn't find anything that was really wrong, except that I just had this vacancy in my heart. So what I came to is that when we care for other people, they take up residency in our hearts. And when someone is missing, it's like an empty apartment. It is an empty space. And that feels terrible. There's an absence in there. So been trying to get right, get okay. And what I have come to is that we haven't lost relationship. I haven't lost a relationship. but I have lost the avenue of expression of that relationship. And that's what brings kind of a void in there. And I'm thinking that time helps alleviate that void because it creates a distance. You know, I can think about other people that we've lost that we really cared about. We have all lost people that we loved and cared about. Time makes a difference because there's just a distance that happens. We will always remember the pain of the loss, but it will get to a place where it doesn't hurt anymore, or it doesn't feel so vacant, so awful. But I think belief in God and His Word and having a greater understanding of the spirit realm helps us move on. It really helps to know that Cherry is with God. I mean, that really helps. You know, can you imagine the pain if we didn't know that? We still have relationship with her, but we don't have an avenue of expression for that relationship, and that's what we miss. So for now, for us, it's still pretty fresh, but she's okay, and we're going to be okay. Amen? And I'm done.